This is Fresh Air. Garnett Mims is all but forgotten today, but he was one of the early voices of soul. His records have been long sought by collectors, especially from his glory days on United Artists and Veep Records. Thanks to a new collection of those recordings called Looking for You, rock historian Ed Ward has Mims' story.
And left me alone in this empty place. Everywhere I go, whoa, all I see is your sweet face. Though my pain keeps on growing, that's one thing you should be knowing. Listening to the way he sings, it's undeniable that Garnett Mims came up in the church and had a gospel career of sorts before hitting the big time. He was born Garrett Mims in 1933 in West Virginia, but everyone called him Garnett for some reason, and after he'd grown up singing next to his mother in church, the Mims family moved to Philadelphia, where he was in several gospel groups that made records. His day job was in the laundry at Temple University, though, and he listened to the radio and heard Jackie Wilson and Sam Cooke there. In the Army, Mims put together an R&B group, the Deltones, and after he mustered out, he formed the Gaynors, a group that included his friend Sam Bell and another future star, Howard Tate. The Gaynors made a record for a Cameo, but the group never caught on, so Garnett and Bell formed the Enchanters with Zola Purnell, and after a few gigs in a club in 1963, they invited producer Jerry Ragavoy to one of their shows, and he was hooked. Ragavoy was in the process of moving to New York to write and produce with Burt Burns, and Ragavoy was so excited about the first song he and Burns wrote that he called Garnett up and told him to bring the Enchanters to New York to cut it. And so a masterpiece was born. A hit. The labels he took it to disagreed. There had never been a record that sounded like it, but finally United Artists took a chance on it. United Artists was one of the film studios that had recently entered the record business, but their inexperience couldn't hold Cry Baby back. It shot to the top of the R&B charts and went to number 4 on the pop charts. Warner Brothers had also started a label, Loma, for black pop music, and the Enchanters went over there to record while Garnett stayed with UA. Ragavoy produced both acts and changed Mims' sound for his first solo record.
Tell me, baby. Tell me you were home in bed. Tell me you were down with the flu. Tell me anything, baby, but don't let me find out that you've been untrue.
This was truly revolutionary, and it was an R&B hit, although the Beatles probably were responsible for not doing as well on the pop charts as it might have. There were only so many slots on it, after all. But Mims kept on hitting the target with the help of great production from Ragavoy and from backup vocals by a group of women, also former gospel singers, who would later make their own records under the name The Sweet Inspirations. One Girl, his next record, didn't do as well as his previous records, but he made up for that with Look Away in the summer of 1964.
All alone, standing here by myself, and my girl is walking right down the street with someone else. There's not a place that I can run in a town this size, so I just better look away.
Look away.
I said I'd better look away.
Look away.
I said I'd better look away before she sees the tears in my eyes.
But something must have gone wrong after that. For 2 years, Garnett made records for UA, and none of them hit. It wasn't the end, though. Out of nowhere, in the spring of 1966, Garnett Mims had another hit.
I let you go. Oh, what a fool I was to hurt you so. But now I know all of the good times, the big city sights. I had enough of the bright party lights. They'll never make up for the long, lonely night. Cause I need you.
I need you.
I need you.
I need you.
I need you. And I promise that I'll take good care of you.
But that was it. United Artists started a soul label, Veep, and Mims made some records for them, but to no avail. Eventually, he and United Artists and Jerry Ragavoy parted company, and he recorded for some other labels. Janis Joplin had a hit with a remake of Cry Baby in 1971, and then, in 1977, Mims had a one-shot disco hit with What It Is that did pretty well. In 1978, though, his father died, and Mims went through a personal reevaluation. He returned to the church, and today he's an ordained minister and sings only sacred music.
Ed Ward lives in Austin. The music he played is from a collection of Garnett Mims recordings called Looking for You on Kent Records. Tomorrow on Fresh Air.
I got some good news to tell you.
What?
About me and Chester.
Girl. Woo! I know what it is. Oh, you're girl. Breaking up with him.
That's a scene from the new film Tangerine about two trans women who are sex workers in L.A. Tomorrow I'll talk with the director, Sean Baker, and with one of the film's stars, Maya Taylor. Baker discovered Taylor at an LGBT center in L.A. Join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.